So no reason why it should have to be made in Beis Din. In Eid Echad is made that it's kosher. Am I looking for a proof that it's kosher? I don't need proofs that it's kosher. I need an assumption. I need to go to Beis Din to get the assumption. Someone tells me, no chash b'shakir, it's kosher. I have my assumption that it's kosher. Other, by Eidim, that we need by Mammon, we can't rely on assumptions. We can't rely on, it's okay. For that I need a raya. Where did you get a raya from? 100 Eidim is not a raya in Yisvara. It's a gzera sakosav that 2 Eidim who are made is a raya. That gzera sakosav says, not just how many Eidim you need, it also says where they're made. And the gzera sakosav is me made in Beis Din. If you're made in Beis Din, you have the gzera sakosav, so you have your raya. If you don't follow the rules of Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover, you don't have the raya. That's all. So it's poshut. By Eid Achanim and Bisur, we're dealing with a svara. I'm not looking for a raya. I'm sachako looking for a stoma, an assumption, which is enough. Who needs Beis Din? Over here, there's rules and regulations. There's a gzeras akosav Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. Some gzeras akosav says that 2 is considered a raya. 2 is a raya, and Beis Din is a raya. Outside of Beis Din, it's worthless. That's the etzem yisoid. Fine. That's simple. That's Eid Echad versus Shnei Eidim. Eid Echadim and Bisurin, the Svara, versus Abishnayim Eidim Yochum Dover. And I'll be myself just one more prat, the Oilam learned. Lemaisa Tosva says that Eid Echadim and Bisurin has a makar from a pasuk of the Safrola by Nida. That's the makar. It's a Gzeras Akosav. So do we still have this chilek? Mammon is a Gzeras Akosav. Isurim is a Gzeras Akosav. They're both Gzeras Akosav. I think it's very, very different. The Safra law, Tosis possibly doesn't mean that the nemonus of Eid Echad is a Gzeres HaKosef. The nemonus, the level of nemonus of Eid Echad, like we explained before, it's an assumption. I can figure that out myself. But Tosis brings a pasuk. Who told you that by Yisurim you could rely on assumptions? Rashi says, because Ein Lecha Adam Shesay Mechal B'nei Beisai. So he's not satisfied with that. Yeah, you have an assumption. Very nice. Who said assumption is valid? The Safra law teaches you that the assumptions are valid. The Safra law is not teaching you the nemonos. It's very different. By Al Pishnayim Eidim Yochum Dover, the Torah is teaching us 2 Eidim are nemon. 2 Eidim is a raya. I would have never thought of that in the first place. I need a pasuk to teach you. The Safra law is not telling you Eid Echad is reliable. It's not telling us that Eid Echad creates this level of assumption. Avada it does. Who says you have a right to assume things? Maybe on Nisurim you also need rayas? The Safra law teaches that. So that's what it comes out. Eid Echanim and Bisurim, the Heftza of the Nemonus is not a Gzeiras HaKosov. Even if you taste this, the Heftza of the Nemonus is a Sfara. The fact that it's enough is a Gzeiras HaKosov. Masha'in came by Eidim, by Shnayim Eidim Yochum Dover, the Etzim Nemonus, that it's Nechshav Araya, that's not a svara at all. That's purely only a gzeiras hakosef. Klara diburim, a chilek between the nemonos of Eid Echanim and Bisurim, and the nemonos of Al Pishnayim Eidim Yochum Dover. Now let's go to the yoytzim in Aklaus. Eid Echanim and Bisurim, but not by Yischazik Yisura. Eid Echanim and Bisurim, but not by Dover Sheva Erva. Let's start with Dover Sheva Erva. That's easier. Dover Sheva Erva, why not? It's Yisurim. The teretz is, like Rashi brings down, the Gemara Dashens, Dover Dover Mi Mammon. Gzeres HaKosav. In other words, just like by Mammon, we have a halacha, you're not allowed to assume things. By Mammon, you need Raya, Hamoitzi Mechaveir, all of Haraya. Mammon, you need Birurim, you need proofs, you need Rayas. Assumptions doesn't do the job. But by Mammon, I would have thought, Erva is Yisurim, so it does do the job. Gzeres HaKosav. Assumptions are no good for Arayas either. Arayas also have to have Er Dover Sheva Erva needs proof. How do you get proof? You get proof from Eidim. We are Eidim made in Beis Din. That's a Dover Bara. Arayas is the same as Mammon. Dover Dover Mi Mammon. Just like Mammon needs Hamoitzi Mi Chaveir Olav Araya, Dover Sheva Erva also needs Araya, also needs Dover Bara. That's the aside by Arayas. What about Eid Echad Nemon Bi Isurin? Eid Echad is Nemon Bi Isurin, but not when it's Ischazik Isura. Over there, you're not Nemon. As far as I know, there's no pasuk about that. There's a pasuk that says the Isser of Erva is different than other Isurim. They're like Mammon. There's no pasuk that says Ischazik Isura is like Mammon. That's for sure. Elamai, what's the reason why by Ischazik Isura you can't rely on an Eid Echad? Why Taka not? It's a regular Isser. And Eid Echad is Nemon Bisurim. in the nusach we're using. Eirachon makes assumptions. So why can't you use that when it's Eschazik Yisura? The Teretz is like this, Vaisos, in this side of the Gemara. Eirachon, Neman Bisura means, when Eirachon says something, he could create an assumption, a stum of the milsa, it's like he said. That's only in a situation where before he opened his mouth, I had no idea what's going on. I had no assumption beforehand. He comes in, I see a piece of meat, I don't know if it's Shuman, I don't know if it's Chelev, I have zero assumptions. The Eid Echad says, it's the, oh, some it's right, why not? But let's say he's speaking about something that I have a preconceived assumption, I have my own stomach, it's Eschazik Yisura. He says, it's Eschazik Yisura, I have my own assumption. And then an Eid Echad says his opinion, that it's not Usr, that it's Mutter. Over there, I can't build the right to assume what the Eid Echad said is right, because I already have a different assumption. The stomach of the Eid Echad could only be created when I don't have any preconceived stomach. It's a matziv of no idea what's going on. It's darkness. So the Eid Echad says it's good, why not? But when I already had my stomach, it's Eschazik Yisura. If you would have asked me a second ago, what's the story? Stomach Asr. And some other guy comes and says, no, it's Mutter. That Eid Echad doesn't have the power to create a stomach, to create an assumption past the stomach that I already had from this Eschazik Yisura. So the reason why Eid Echad is not Nema when it's Eschazik Yisura is not a Xeris HaKosev, it's a Svara. It's all Svaras. The Svara is assumption is enough to rely on for Yisurim. Eid Echad creates assumption. When does Eid Echad create an assumption? When does Eid Echad create a stomach? When there was no other previous stomach. By Eschazik Yisura there's already a stomach in one direction. So the Eid Echad could create a stomach connected that? That's impossible. That's the Svara of the Gemara of Eschazik Yisura. Fine. Let's go to the next step. So now, when it's Eschazik Yisura, stomach, you can't create a new stomach with Eid Echad. I have my own stomach of Eschazik Yisura. I can't rely on the Eid Echad. So now you need Shtayim. What's the Pashup Shat? The Pashup Shat now, the whole concept of Eid Echad Nemen Bisurin of stomachs is not relevant here because we already have our own preconceived stomach, we'll call it. And Memela, you have to revert. Only Eitzah is to go to the Mahalach of Edom. It's a riot. It's a riot for mom, and it's a riot for Erba. Let it be a riot for this too. In other words, I don't have the option of going along with stammas of Eid Echad, so I go to Shnayim. That's the Poshup Shat. And if that's true, it's a regular by Eschazik Yisura. I lost my ability of stammah. I have to revert to the regular Birur Raya of Edom. That's the Poshup Shat. But in order to answer the Nesivis, we're going to say today a Chiddush. That, no. Shots like this. When you have no cheskas iser, it's not Eschazik Yisura, and it's in the dark, so then Eid Echad says, Mstam is right. When there's Eschazik Yisura, and Eid Echad says, I know, I had a stammah like this, I had an assumption like this, I can't rely on the assumption he's saying. That's when there's one Eid. One person says, I was assuming like this, and he says to assume otherwise. I can't rely on it. But what about when two people say it? When two people say it, we'll say Azan Nusach, it's a stronger stammah. It's more Siba to assume. It's a starker stammah that's built Al Yidei Shnayim. Then I could rely on that stammah even when there was a preconceived assumption from the Eschazik Yisura. A regular Eid Echad Bi Yisurim could make a stammah when it starts off dark. We have no idea what's going on. He could create a stammah. When there's a preconceived stammah, Eid Echad can't do it. But two Eid Echads, they could create a higher level of stammah, which would go against even the Eschazik Yisura. Not Midin Eidus. Not Midin Eidus. Just more of the same thing. Two Eid Echads is more of the same thing. More a stronger level of stammah. That's one nusach, we could say. We could say very similar nusach. When there's a Eschazik Yisura, and one Eid Echad says, against the Eschazik Yisura, we can't believe him. Why? I already have a stammah. So he can't create another stammah. That's true. But what happens? What happens? We had a Eschazik Yisura, and he says the opposite. So now what happens? Maybe now we could say through the Eid Echad, now we're back to the situation. We don't know what's going on. Now we're in the dark. When we only had an Eschazik Yisura, I had my pre-assumption. The Eid Echad says, I can't create a new assumption, but where am I now? Now I'm in the dark. comes along the second Eid Echad, and then he'll be able to rely on him. A similar nusach. Either the two are mitstarif together to create a higher level of stama, which will overpower the Ischazik Yisura, or no. A geshmaka nusach. The Ischazik Yisura is a stama. Eid Echad can override the stama, but we'll call it, it's mevatel that stama. Now we're back to ki'ilu lo Ischazik Yisura. The next Eid is going to be Neman. Oikach, oikach, that's two hasbaras. Now, one Maitaina saying chidushim gedolim, that a second aid could create a higher level of stomach. There's levels in stomach. Is that true? So I have a raya to the etzem musig, not lagabi the shtayim, but I have a very clear raya to the etzem musig. There's a Mordechai in the beginning of Chulin. The Mordechai is speaking about actually mamish the topic of Tosfos in our sugya. The Mordechai says, the Gemara says that Eid Echad is not Nemen Bisurin when it's Ischazik Yisura. So, Tosfos talks about, so what about Shechita? How are you Nemen Ala Shechita? It's Ischazik Yisura. Tosfos talks about the Yodai. The Mordechai also asked the Kasha, how are you Nemen by Shechita? It's Ischazik Yisura. So how could you ever rely on someone's Shechita? He tells you, Ashechted, it's Ischazik Yisura. Listen to what the Mordechai says. This is a Chiddush Noira. The Mordechai says, even though the rule is that when it's Ischazik Yisura, we don't say Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurin. Eid Echad Ein Nemen Heichad Ischazik Yisura. Eid Echad is not Nemen B'Yisurin when it's Ischazik Yisura. Hainu Dafka Ba'Anoshim Reikim. Regular, empty people. The Shnayim Shemino Toira. I'm sorry. Hainu Dafka Ba'Anoshim Reikim Dum Yedishtayim Shemino Toira. Who's Neman in the Torah of Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover? Any regular person, as long as not a Rosh, as long as not Pasol. A Ish Reik is also Neman. Anoshim Reikim, empty people, as long as they're not Shakronim, they're Neman for Eidim, so they're also Neman for Eid Echad and Bisurin, and they're not Neman Keneged Ischazik. Ubahi Aminon Eid Echad Ein Neman by Ischazik. Abel Eid Echad Mehemin V'Kosher, if you have a Yid who has a good reputation, as a Mehemin, as a Kosher, he's Nemon even when it's a Ischazik Yisura. So it depends who the Sheikhid is. If the Sheikhid is an Ishreik, Yitaka can't rely on him, because it's a Ischazik Yisura. But if the Sheikhid is known to be a Tzaddik, or Ish Kosher he calls him, Umehemin, then you can rely on him. What's going on over here? If there's a rule that by Ischazik Yisura, you lost the Mahalach of Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurin, and you need Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover, even Moshe Rabbeinu is not good for Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. So what's going on over here? Tachasach, the Pshat and the Mordechai is like we explained. What's the reason why Eid Echad is not Neman when it's Ischazik Yisura? The reason is because the whole Cheftza of the Nemanus of Eid Echad is that it creates a stama. We're calling it an assumption. Keneged Ischazik Yisura, I already have my own assumption, you can't create this. That's the assumption of an Ishreik. When an Ishreik says something, okay, probably it's right. But when an Ish Kosher that's has a reputation of a Neman, that's a much higher level of stama. That's a much higher assumption. When an Ish Reik tells me something, it's one level of assumption. It's one level of stama. When an Ish Kosher Umehemin says something, it's a higher level of assumption. It's a higher stama. That stama overrides this Chazik Yisura. So we already found the concept that it's shaykh to have someone who's more Neman than Eid Echad, regular Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin, but he's not on the Madrega of Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. Af Anu Noimer L'Gabishnayim. Two Eid Echads also when it's Ischazik Yisura. Doesn't necessarily have to revert to the Gzeras HaKosev of Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. Forget the Gzeras HaKosev of Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. We have two Eid Echads, a higher Madrega of Stama. That's enough to override the Inyan of Ischazik Yisura. That's enough to override the Inyan of Ischazik Yisura. That could be possibly the Pshat in this Inyan. L'fiyat Dvarim Eilu, we understand where the Nesivus is coming from. The Nesivus says that when you have two Eidim being made by Ischazik Yisura, you don't need Bezdin. And the Ksoi says, absolutely not. Once it's not Eid Echad and Bisurin, you need two Eidim in Bezdin. Rabbi Chanan says the Nesivus doesn't make any sense. L'fiyat Dvarim Eilu, I think we have it beautiful. The Ktsois and Rabbi Chanan were learning like the Pashtas. Once it's Ischazik Yisura, we're done with Eid Echad and Bisurin. There's no other way to be mevara this inyan unless you supply a raya. A raya is edus, and edus is bezdin. There's no way out. But in the nesivus land, like we were saying, that the yisoid of ischazik yisura is because the eid echad, the stomach created from the echad, is not enough. I need higher level of stomach. Two eidim, two eid echads. I'm not calling them shnei eidim. Two eid echads are a higher level of stomach. You need bezdin to create stomachs? Just like the lower level of stomach doesn't need a bezdin, the higher level of stomach also doesn't need bezdin. So there's absolutely no reason why you should need bezdin. And mikan, we understand what the Nesiva says. By Dova Sheberva, we can't say such a thing. Because by Dova Sheberva, why does eid echad not work? Not because assumptions can't go against Dova Sheberva. There's exeris adosiv, you need rayas. You need a raya. Raya is only with edus. Edus is only a bezdin. There's nothing to talk about. Only by ischazik yisura, where there's no xeris akosav that says you need a raya, just misvara, the stomach is nishkanuk. Now that I have shtayim, it is enough. Mechates, you should have bezdin. And I think when we yashiv lefizeh, the yasoid of what the nesiva says. I didn't see anything what I'm about to say, but l'chor, there's a very simple Tosefis Chiddush, we could say, Lefi the Nesivis, I think it's a Dover Pashat. We know that when it comes to Eidus and Bezdin, Nashim Apostle. Nashim Akasha for Eid Echad Namim B'Yisurin. What about when you need Shtayim by Ischazik Yisura? Ischazik Yisura Eid Echad is not enough, you need Shtayim. Two Nashim would be okay? I didn't see Beferish about that. Lefi the Ktsois Vadainat, Lefi Rabbi Chanan Vadainat, you need Eidus and Bezdin with all the Klalim of Eidus. I think it's simple toitzav what we're saying. Lefi the nesivus, why not? Well, all we need is the shtayim, is to upgrade the stomach, to make a higher level of stomach. So Isha could do the first stomach, why can't she do the second stomach? Avad nashim will be kosher. That chiddush I didn't see in the nesivus, but the chiddush, that's a natural result of the first chiddush of the nesivus. So it'll come out that maybe we could build from over here, two nashim would be nema, b'makom that it's ischazik yisura. Have to be mevar such a thing. But that's what comes out, lefi the nesivus. And I think same thing, yeah. One eid can come after the other. He's right. Two eidim that are made in Bezdin, 100%. I thought of that nafkamina too. Very good nafkamina. Two eidim have to come in Bezdin, they have to be made together. For eid echad neman, be assumed, the two eidim, you need them to come together, if he's not. They have to be together to upgrade the stomach? Make it basic. I could have them separately also. Why should they have to be together? All these different dinim that are totally in the gzera sakosuv of al pishnayim eidim yakum dodro are not relevant to the shtayim. It's not al pishnayim eidim. It's two eid echads. It could be they could be kroivim, yeah. No, if nashim are good, kroivim also good. Kroivim, the Gemara says, is not chashash mashaker. Kroivim is halacha. Zera samelach that kroivim apostle. Legabe edachin amin bisurin, there's no problem of a karev, obviously. Even ishtoy is neman. So, lechoyra, we have a pesachidish over here. That's what comes out, lefiza. Weiter. So, the Gemara. Now into the Etzem Shachar Tayyar. The Gemara, hopefully we'll have time for some of Taisus also. The Etzem Gemara, the Gemara says over here, the Gemara asked, why is a Eid Echad Neman to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav, on the Shema? The Gemara says, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. And the Gemara says, no, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin is not an option. Eimer Damin Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Only in the case of Safek Shum and Safek Chelek, the Lo Yischazik Yisura, Abel Hacha, Yischazik Yisura De'esh Esish, Loyal knows already Mistama. There's two ways to read this Gemara. The Ramban learns that this Gemara of Ischazik Yisura and Dovah Sheba'erva are two separate topics. The Gemara is attacking what the Gemara said, Eid Echad B'Yisurin. The Gemara is attacking it with two different tainas. Taina number one is, Eid Echad B'Yisurin is not Negei over here because it's Ischazik Yisura. And by Ischazik Yisura, we don't say Eid Echad B'Yisurin. Taina number two is, Dovah Sheba'erva. That means, taina number two means, even without it being ischazik isura, ein dava sheber v'pochas mishnayim. That's the way the Ramban learns the Gemara, the Ramban is at start to be moisef avov, the gear says vov, ischazik isura, v'dava sheber v'pochas mishnayim. Two separate things. Other Rishonim, the Marik, learns that the Gemara is one thing, and the Gemara says, ischazik isura de'esh esish, havi dava sheber v'. And what comes out of that is, that the only time the rule is, ein dovah sheba'erva pachas mishnayim, is only when it's a schazik isura. If you have an isha that we know is married and you want to say she's a grusha, she's a pnuya now, It's a tzchazik isura, ain't of a sheber v'pachas mishnayim. But if you had an isha that we didn't know if she's a grusha, if she's married or not, we know it's tzchazik isura, it was unknown topic, and an eidachot says what she is, then an eidachot will be neman. Dabash HaBe'erva is only when it's a Schazik Yisura. Those are the two ways to learn the Gemara. Is Dabash HaBe'erva independent of a Schazik Yisura? Or is Dabash HaBe'erva in Dabash HaBe'erva's Mishnayim only because it's a Schazik Yisura? Clear Machlokes Rishonim, Rabbi Kivega says Toisvis learns like the Marik. He's Medayik in the Shachle Batari of Toisvis, that Rabbi Kivega learns Medasa Toisvis, that also Dabash HaBe'erva in Dabash HaBe'erva Pachas Mishnayim is only when it's a Schazik Yisura. But if it's not a Schazik Yisura, not. Now, let's first, In light of what we were talking about, let's try to understand that. In Eidach HaNemem B'Yisurin, we understood very good the difference between Eschazik Yisura and not Eschazik Yisura. When it's not Eschazik Yisura, I could rely on the assumption created from the Eidach. When it's Eschazik Yisura, I have a preconceived assumption, so I can't rely on it. Zeyaglat. But by Dovash HaBe'erva, what's the reason why Ein Dovash HaBe'erva Pachas Mishnayim? It's not a Svara. That's clear. No one argues on that. It's a gzeiras hakosov of ein dabash haberva pachas mishnayim. So what's the difference if it's chazik isura or not? What's pshat in the shita of the marik? Ein dabash haberva pachas mishnayim is only when it's chazik isura. When it's not a chazik isura, eidachad is neman, even by erva. Masha'in kein, when it's a chazik isura, then you need shtayim. Why? If it's a gzeiras hakosov, it's a gzeiras hakosov, just like by mammon. Mammon, eidachad is never reliable. You always need shtayim. So Dabash HaBe'erva should be the same thing. What's pshat in the etzem tzad? That Eschazik Yisura makes a difference by Dabash HaBe'erva. That's all in svaras. I understand differences. But in Gzeiras HaKosov, if there's a Gzeiras HaKosov, ain't Dabash HaBe'erva Pachas Mishnayim, what's the difference if it's Eschazik Yisura or not? The pshat is as follows. Reb Shloima and others say the etzem yisoid, a geshmak avort. The pshat is like this. I'll just give some hasbara. Let's say you have a isha that we know was a schazik isura. That means we know she was married. And now you're coming to say she's no longer married. She's a pnuya. So over there, you're definitely speaking about davash of erva. You're saying this erva became not erva. She was for sure an erva, and she became not an erva. So the din is, ein davash ha-bachas mishnayim. Here's the vart. Let's say you have an isha who's unknown if she was ever an erva in the first place or not. We don't know. We're mesupik, is she married or not? Eidachot comes and says, she's not an erva. So what's the Eidachot saying? Is he being made about an erva? No. He's being made that there's no erva around. There wasn't, and there's not. That's not called talking about a subject of erva. If the isha was vadai erva, and you say, ois erva, you're speaking about a subject of erva. That's the topic. If I didn't know, maybe she's erva, and I say, no erva. So that's called talking about erva? That's talking about no erva. Zoktim Shloimo, that's the pshat. When it's Eschazik Isura, the topic, the subject of the Eidus is a subject of erva. She was an erva, and you're saying the erva went away. That means you're talking about erva. If you're saying, you know, this isha, she was never an erva. That's not the subject of erva. So it doesn't fit into the gzeiras hakosov of dover mimaman. Dover mimaman means when you speak about the subject of erva, it's called dover sheba erva vein dover sheba pachas mishnayim. If you're saying someone who was vadi an erva is ois erva, that's a subject of erva. Someone who was never an erva, that's not a subject of erva. So it comes out that even if you say that by Dabash HaBe'erva, the only race you're not Neman is when it's Eschazik Yisura, has nothing to do with Eschazik Yisura by Shaar Yisurim. By Shaar Yisurim, what's the reason why you're not Neman when it's Eschazik Yisura? The reason why you're not Neman when it's Eschazik Yisura, it's too much. I can't create a stoma with an Eid Echad when I have a different stoma from the Eschazik Yisura. It doesn't work. That's not the pshat by Dabash HaBe'erva. By Dabash HaBe'erva, when it's Eschazik Yisura, it is Dabash HaBe'erva. When it's not Eschazik Yisura, it's not a topic of Dabash HaBe'erva. And the Gzeiras HaKosov doesn't apply. That's the Yisoid to be Mechalik. Now, if you learn like the Ramban, that Dabash HaBe'erva is completely independent of Eschazik Yisura, You say not the svara, same svara. You only have a gzeiras hakasa of ein davar she'erva pachas mishnayim when the subject is erva. He would learn that that's also considered a subject of erva. If you had a ish, you didn't know if she's married or not, you say she's not married. You're talking about marriage, you're talking about something about eishes ish. That also goes under the category, the subject of davar she'erva. But the other rishonim, the marik and tosfos, will know. When you had an erva that you're saying she changed from erva to not erva, that's a subject of davar she'erva. That's the topic. But if you're saying she was never erva, so you thought for a second she was erva, I'm telling you she's not an erva. That's not considered the subject of davar she'erva, so it doesn't fall under the gzeiras hakasav of davar davar mimamon. That's the pshat in those rishonim. Only a little time left, so I'm gonna go say it a little fast now. At least the Rashi prokim. There's a major kasha that Rabbi Kiveger asked in Tosfos. Tosfos has a tzad to say. As it's not to say that Nida is considered Dava Shabarva. The topic of Nida, being made about Nida, is a topic of Dava Shabarva. And it should also apply in Dava Shabarva Pachas Mishnayim, Kamashwa and the Gzeras HaKosav of a Safrola, that it doesn't have the din of Dava Shabarva. And Mamela it's going to be Neman. But Tosfos was willing to entertain a tzad that Nida is considered a Dava Shabarva. Number one. Number two, Tosfos previously says, before the topic of Davar She'erva, the topic of Eidach Nemon Bisurin, that you're not Nemon when it's Ischazik Isura. So how is the Isha Nemon for the Safrullah to say that she's Tar? Ayetz Ischazik Isura? Tosfos says, Nida is not called Ischazik Isura. Eina Becheska Shatira Kolsha, so it's not considered Ischazik Isura. So we have 3 points in Tosfos that don't work out. Point number one is Rabbi Kiveger says in Tosfos. Tosfos says, holds, like the Marik, that Davar She'erva is only an issue when it's Ischazik Isura. Tosfos has a tzad that Nida is considered Davar She'erva. Tosfos says that Nida is not Ischazik Isura. Doesn't shtim. Nida can't be Davar She'erva. Nida is not Ischazik Isura. So how could Tosfos even entertain a tzad? Nida is considered Davar She'erva. But Tosfos sheet is like the Marik, says Rabbi Kiveger, that it's only when it's Ischazik Isura. And Tosfos himself a minute ago said that Nida is not considered Ischazik Isura. The kasha of Rabbi Kiveger, that Tosfos Soyser himself, Mineu Bey. A major kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. Zok Reb Shloima, Lefi, what we're speaking about now, it's Meyushev. Let's go back to Nida. Nida is Isurim. Frek Tosfos, it's Ischazik Isura. It's Eine Becheskas Shatira Kolsha. So it's not Ischazik Isura. What's the svara of that? So let's say over the svara in our world. The svara is as follows. Why is Eidecha not Neman when it's Ischazik? Because I already have a preconceived assumption. The Eidecha can't make up new assumptions for me. But by Anida, what? Because you knew she was once Tame. So Mistama, she's Tame now. Also, why? It's Eine Becheskas Shatira Kolsha. This is Chazak Isura is a very temporary assumption, so there's no reason to say that my previous assumption that she's a Nida is going against what the Eidachad is saying. It's not, because Eina Becheska Shatira Kolsha. It's something that changes, so that is Chazak Isura, that's Oymed Lishtanois, doesn't pose a problem against the Eidachad. The whole problem of the Eidachad is that he can't make a stomach when I have my own set opinion. By Nida, even though you know she was once Tamei, there's no set opinion. It's Einai Becheskas Shatira Kolsha. So that's the reason why by Nida it's not considered Ischazik Isura, Klar. What about Lagabe Dovah She'erva? By Dovah She'erva, what's the reason why Ischazik Isura makes it that you need Shtayim? Because, not because the Chazakah is too powerful, because that makes it a subject of Erva. If it's not Ischazik, I started off knowing nothing. Is she Eishes Ish or not? Not Eishes Ish. That's not a subject of Davar She'erva. If she was Eishes Ish, and she's not an Eishes Ish, that is a subject of Davar She'erva. By Nida, what happened? She was definitely once a Nida, and you're saying she stopped to be a Nida. Is that a subject of Davar She'erva? Yes. That's a total subject of Davar She'erva. You're saying it changed. You're saying a status changed. Is the Chazakah strong and mighty going against what I'm saying? No, because Eina Becheska Shatira Kolsha. So the Chazakah doesn't have such power. But I don't need power by Davar She'erva. I just need to determine, is the subject Davar She'erva or is the subject not Davar She'erva? Over here, this is for sure a subject of Davar She'erva. You're saying she was a Nida, which is an Erva, and she switched to not being a Nida. Yeah, there's nothing proving against what you're saying. There's no assumptions against what you're saying. Who cares? It's a Gzeiras HaKosav of Davar Davar Mimamon. So Mamela, that's what Shloima says, to answer the Kasha, of Rebbe Kiva Eiger. Slacha.